Welcome to the Tales for Wales Throwback Thursday. You know what it is by now. We thought you guys would probably be sick and tired of the rotating three intros we had before, where it was like us going, hey, this is a new feature that we did, because we've done about 20-odd by this point. So we thought we'd update them and just say, yeah, here you are. You're looking back into the looking glass. These are our old episodes. You get little snippets. And then if you like them, maybe you've heard them before and you just want a little glimpse in the past. But if you haven't, maybe you're thinking, I missed out on something.
Quick, go, cut. We're going to go too long again. Yeah, you know what it is. Goodbye.
This was on a few sites. I tried to cross-reference as best I could to try and determine if this was legitimate or not. But apparently, the modern Welsh word, Cymro, which for those who don't know, which is means a Welsh person or a person from Wales, is thought to have come from an old Celtic word called Combrogos, which was which meant back in the day compatriot or countryman.
Yeah.
So that sort of makes sense in line with it. And that's just sort of where the Cymro in the modern Welsh has come from. So yeah, I was I tried to authenticate this, and a few sites did back it up. Other places, they were a bit more convinced that maybe that it was based off what Romans called Celts and things like that, or the Brythonics. So yeah. I'm not too sure, but I thought that was interesting nonetheless.
It's bonkers you bring that up, because I think for me the first time it was attested was probably William Salisbury in the in the mid 1500s, and there was a book he wrote called O Synnwyr Pencembroi Gyd, which in modern Welsh would be sort of the holl synnwyr, so all the senses, or the sort of phrases, I suppose it would be nowadays, Pencembro of every Welsh person. So it's essentially a list of phrases from the time. But he referred to us as Cembro. So the chem in that, like you say, is com or keyed these days, joint. Mm. And the bro in that is another word for glad or tir, which is country. So those who are the same in one's country. For me, with the Combrogi bit, I feel like it's an educated guess more than a definite. Obviously, it's not attested anywhere. So if you, the word keyed or com as it was then in Brythonic existed, and the word brogi from nation would have existed as well, whether they were, you know, stuck together as a term and then on top of that used to describe themselves, we can never know. But that is essential. And then obviously the Romans came along and went, well, we'll just call it Cambria then. And sort of went with that. And then obviously you've got Cumbria as well then, and things like that, which is the same thing. But it does all seem quite funny the way that we call ourselves those of the same country. And then you've obviously got Waylass in Saxon English, which means stranger.
Which like is foreigner, ironic, isn't it? Like, and a stranger foreigner.
However, there is a debate in that as well, that it also refers to Roman, and they would use that, the Waylass term, to mean Romans, and obviously we were Romano Britons at the time, and we sort of defended that term, really. We use a lot of Latin words, and those people are sort of staunchly very purist in their traditions and language, are actually really very defensive of the sort of the Roman influence, even though it was a total takeover and a wipeout of the Celts at the time. You know, they reset and really defended Christianity and the Romans and Latinization of the country. It comes from that. So there's a good school of thought that the term Wales just means you're a bunch of fucking Romans, really. Which I quite like.
Do they call that the same for the Cornish then?
Exactly that. Yeah.
We did an episode on Cornwall, and
haven't heard that one.
I went to Cornwall.
It's,
I absolutely love the place.
Really, but interesting.
And I found it really interesting. The people there are so similar, and there's so much of the same problems they face that Welsh language faces and small nations face. But they gave me a speeding ticket on the way home, so I've never quite forgiven them.
So we fucking hate them now. We don't ever talk about them ever again. Yeah.
You should have written an apology in Cornish. I could have helped you with that. And then,
Can you do some Cornish? That's impressive.
Do you know what? I tell people I can speak pretty good. My Cornish is good, but
the problem is Cornish.
Well, no, I have to caveat it People say, oh my God, that's really impressive, right? I studied Middle Welsh in university.
Oh,
if
Jesus.
You can speak any Middle Welsh,
you're pretty
right,
much.
It's Cornish, okay? Yeah. No disrespect. There's a couple of words that are different. They've got some amazing words. Some of the words they've got. So, guys, a little test for you. What's a sofa in Welsh? Don't overthink it.
It's just sofa, isn't it?
Sofa. Yeah,
exactly that. Sofa, yeah. Right? In Cornish, gwely jeeth, or in Welsh, gwely dydd, a day bed.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's please. Amazing.
I mean, I'm not being funny. That's just
that is
genius.
So good. Yeah.
Gwely dydd. That's so
and
good.
And so, I just think it's absolutely incredible. And there's another one. I did a video on it recently. And all right, the term priveddio is the term for toilets, but there is a colloquial term for it. And, you know, like in Welsh, where we put vat at the end of a word to sort of mean a place. So, meddygfa, meddyg from yeah. medicus in Latin, so a sort of doctor's surgery, so a place where something happens. Minedva, mind is to go, vat is a place, so a go place, an entrance, right? We do it to make a location. I yeah. shit you not, boys, right? One Cornish word for a toilet is pissva.
That's amazing.
That's not a joke.
Franco, you say nearly about right, how Welsh is like a say what you see language. Jesus Christ, that's taking the biscuit.